When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I may have found a solution that removes the need for juggling through multiple weight management products. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Belly Trim is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also removes the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order for Belly Trim now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 10 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's www.trimwithus.com. Order now. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.
Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Well, it was very interesting. We'd actually emailed all of these conservatives beforehand, and we had double-checked them first with phone calls, and we asked them two questions. The first question we asked them was, do you believe the 2020 election was fraudulent? And, of course, the answer had to be yes.
Yes.
And with the second question after that, they only got the second question if they answered the first question right. The second question was, you know, if you believe that it was fraudulent, if it was up to you, would you unelect everybody, throw all the votes out that they made in the last 2 years, and throw the 2020 election away, no matter when that happens, even if it happens in 2024 or 2026? Will you?
Welcome back, everyone, once again to another episode of Red Pill News. I hope you guys are having a lovely day. I can tell you, I know I am, because I am about to present to you one of my favorite interviews from this past weekend at the Moment of Truth Summit. It's with a gentleman by the name of Larry Ortega. Larry is a resident of the state of Nebraska. He's a rocket scientist, a former test pilot. He's done a lot of top secret work on some incredible projects for DARPA and the United States government. And he did what many people believed could not be done. He put together a ragtag group of America First Patriots, and he quite literally took over the Nebraska GOP. And through that single action, he is restoring voter accuracy and integrity to the state that he calls home and that he loves so dearly. So please do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and get ready for my interview with Larry Ortega.
know how to do this. Okay.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Red Pill News. I'm very excited. Joining me right now is Larry Ortega from the Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project. Larry, welcome to the Moment of Truth Summit. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, and I'm smiling from ear to ear, awesome. All the way from Nebraska.
I'm so excited because you've done something incredible in Nebraska with your group and your organizational skills. Larry, I hear you're a rocket scientist. How did you go from rocket science to election integrity?
Well, it's kind of the same as Dr. Frank, who was a high-level Nobel Prize class mathematician into election integrity. It's the same thing. Understanding the complexity of elections requires a deep skills in math. Mm-hmm. And you need to understand statistically how this is organized, how things work, and how to understand the counting process, which it sounds fairly straightforward and simple. I mean, counting votes, it can't be that hard.
Right.
But of course, if you end up with more votes than there are people that's voting, you'd like to know that, and you'd like to know with statistical certitude what's probable and what's not improbable, mm-hmm. not really realistic to expect. And that's really how I ended up in this. I really ended up that I was looking around, and I heard from both Dr. Frank and from Seth Keschel about their statistics on the state of Nebraska, and I was like, cheating? In Nebraska? Are you kidding me?
It seems like an unlikely place. I mean, it's America's heartland. I mean, what do they need to cheat for?
Exactly correct. We're all GOP. There's GOP only electing GOP. I mean, what are we talking about here? But I also knew that we were getting a lot of liberal crap in our state. And I was like, how is that sneaking through if that's actually... Months later, as I got involved in this process, I found out that our legislature is about 30% conservative, mm-hmm. about 35%, 40% or so that are rhino, and about 25%, whatever that works out to be, about 35% or so that's actually Democrat. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats are very small, but the rhinos allow them to go do all sorts of things. And that's how we end up with a lot of liberal laws in an extraordinarily conservative state.
So tell me how this works. How did you go about putting this together? And actually, why don't you tell us the mission of the Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project?
Our original mission as we started out was to simply identify how was the cheat happening in Nebraska. We knew the statistics were off. Looking at Seth Keschel's data and Dr. Frank's data, we knew that people were cheating, but we couldn't figure out how they were doing it. So we began asking people throughout the state, and we had over 3,000 people on our site at the time, and they began throwing out suggestions. You know, well, maybe this is what's going on, or maybe that's what's going on. And we chased down probably about 30 or 40 different ways, maybe 50 different ways that the cheating could be happening. We narrowed that down to probably somewhere around 20, 21 different ways that the cheat was happening. Four or five of those ways were very mathematically sophisticated. They were accurate. The mathematics was outstanding, was absolute proof. But having a housewife explain it to another housewife or a rancher explaining it to another rancher in Nebraska wasn't going to work.
Right.
We narrowed it down to about 9 explanations where there was no question. Any rancher could explain it to any other rancher. Any housewife could explain it to any other housewife. And that's how we narrowed this down. And that was really, my job was not inventing this stuff. There was fabulous people, hundreds of fabulous people that ended up giving us this data and helping us get this through. It was helping and kind of gluing that together and then actually standing up and presenting it, explaining it in ordinary terms so that ordinary people could understand it.
You know, that's the key. I think one of the reasons it's been difficult for people to pin down exactly how the cheat has taken place is because it's not any one thing. It truly is a myriad of different issues, and they make it intentionally complicated. And, you know, most people are consumed with the daily rigors of their life. Okay? You've got a wife, you've got a kids, you've got a job, you've got a dog, you've got a family you got to take care of, and you got to worry about the government coming after you. So you have to assume that the people you're voting for are going to support the platform, or they're going to do what they say. But obviously, that's not what happened.
Clearly, that's not what happened. Yeah. In fact, after all the dust settled, as we look backwards more, we understand that, yes, the CCP may have been involved in tracking our votes and even maybe manipulating some of the votes deep inside the computers of the state of Nebraska, but it was a very sophisticated cheat if it was done that way, because they had to change the votes, they had to insert paper, they had to change votes at the local county level, which those are easily hackable computers, at the state level, easily hackable computers, so it is possible that they did that. But most of our cheating was plain old. We had two kinds of plain old-fashioned cheating. A third of our counties had more votes than they had registered voters that voted.
Yeah, that's a dead ringer right there.
That's exactly. One county had 800 more votes than voters.
Wow.
Pretty straightforward that somebody was just stuffing ballots into the ballot box. I mean, that was no question about it. But that's only about a third of our counties. But in virtually every county, one of the things that we found was consistently, within a minor variation, the same percentage of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds all showed up to vote.
It's statistically impossible.
Statistically impossible. And this is the Dr. Frank analysis. What we found was that our curve for that matched our 2010 census, and it was consistent for every single county in the state of Nebraska. But if we brought the data from, let's say, Dr. Frank's state, Ohio, and tried to use that curve in Nebraska, suddenly we wouldn't get any correlations above, they'd be like 60% correlation. Instead of 0.97, 0.98, or 0.99 type correlations. So mathematically, so we knew they were cheating in every county, and then we knew how. In Nebraska, you could drive a Mack truck through our voting regulations. They're terrible. No voter ID required. You can simply write a letter and from another address and tell the county courthouse that you've had a change of address, and they will mail your ballot with no ID, no person, nobody live. They will send you a ballot. In addition to that, we were canvassing, and we found out that people were getting two, four, and six ballots routinely mailed to them unrequested. So what our thoughts are is that unrequested people across the state were getting these ballots, and we're handing it off to either not-for-profits run by George Soros or the Democratic Party, whatever, somebody like that, or maybe even the GOP, okay? These extra ballots were then being filled in, and they were looking at what is publicly available, who voted in which elections. And they looked for the people that are registered but hadn't voted in the last two elections, and they simply mailed in with those people like that. And with that mail-in voted, that person didn't know he voted, or she didn't know she voted like that, or got voted for like that, and that these votes got submitted. So what they had to do, though, then, is they had to pick them by age. So they went into that database, and they picked those names not only by the fact that they hadn't voted, but also what age they were, so that they got the age curve right. Because we found our age curves were consistent across the entire state. When you began to look at all this, you began to realize, very simply, it was mail-in voted for all.
When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. Simply place your order now to get 51% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com. www.trimwithus.com. Order now.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjacking, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight includes an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting mode, and much more. Simply place your order now to get 66% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.fighterflare.com. Order now at www.fighterflare.com. FighterFlare.com.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It's what exactly happened. Now, each one of the clerks will tell you, I didn't do any cheating. Yeah. I did it right. And, of course, how could they? I mean, they're not allowed to. By law, if it's assigned on the outside of the envelope like that, all they do is pull the ballot and throw it in the box.
It's perfect plausible deniability.
Absolutely perfect plausible deniability for everybody involved in the election process. But, of course, our election data that came out of EDS, Edison, train wreck. Turns out that, you know, in a typical election, what you normally see is you normally see kind of some oscillations going on, and very quickly it goes to the ratio between the winner to the loser. You just begin to hit that ratio, and all you do is you add more votes. This guy got 500 more votes or 200 more votes or whatever. There's not even a burble, because cumulatively, it's still at that stuck ratio from the very beginning. That's how a lot of pollsters are able to predict elections.
Sure.
Pollsters haven't worked the last two or three elections. This is why. Because what they do is, when you actually watch what happens on Edison, what gets reported right on the TV, if you actually videotape it all and record all the numbers, what you end up finding is that they started out, in this case in Nebraska, pro-Biden, mm-hmm. and then slowly, the ratio of votes changing was towards Trump. Well, that isn't the way votes work. You don't have people get in order and say, hey, look, let's have a group of people that like are 90% Biden and 10% Trump go first. And then the next group of people is going to be 80% Biden and 20. And then the next one's going to be 70. And the next one's going to be 55. Next one's going to be 60, 40. They don't go in order to go vote, obviously, but that's mathematically what came out. And we saw that in our Nebraska data. It was a train wreck. We know that there was a fake vote, and it was being faked through the entire night. In addition, with electronic machines in the state of Nebraska, it took us 5 days to count 90% of the vote. 5 days.
And how many votes were actually cast in Nebraska?
There was about just a little under a million votes.
Okay.
So now Texas and Florida got theirs done on election night.
Right.
5 days later, with computerized vote counting, we can't get it done.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, 100%. This was just total cheat.
So once you identified and once you determined, I'm sorry, I have to speak in the microphone. Once you identified the methods of cheating and once you determined how best to communicate that so that people can also inform their friends and neighbors, what was the next step? What did you guys do to ensure that this wasn't going to happen again?
We literally began going out, speaking to 30 people there, 50 people there, 100 people there, 150 people there, 70 people there, 200 people there. We went around the state doing this, and we ended up actually really pissing people off. Not at us. They were upset. They could not believe how bad this cheat was and how it was going on. And so at the same time, we began encouraging people, this is what you need to do. You need to join the GOP party, because joining the Democrats, you're not going to change anything. Join the GOP party here in Nebraska and vote for conservatives only to get this stuff done. And we explained to them the precinct strategy from Steve Bannon, that we would go out and do this kind of a setup and then get the leadership in each of the counties correct and straighten it out. And that's what happened. We had over 300 people throughout the state volunteer to become delegates inside the GOP party. Now we have 93 counties in Nebraska like that, and we ended up that each of those counties, I'd say 92 of them, 91 of them, ended up with majority conservative voters ready to take over the whole county like that. And so they all got voted in, and then they voted for each other to go to the state convention, and that was the setup.
Okay, so once you got to the state convention, how did that play out?
Well, it was very interesting. We'd actually emailed all of these conservatives beforehand, and we had double-checked them first with phone calls, and we asked them two questions. The first question we asked them was, do you believe the 2020 election was fraudulent? And, of course, the answer had to be yes.
Yes.
And with the second question after that, they only got the second question if they answered the first question right. The second question was, you know, if you believe that it was fraudulent, if it was up to you, would you unelect everybody, throw all the votes out that they made in the last 2 years, and throw the 2020 election away, no matter when that happens, even if it happens in 2024 or 2026, will you go back and do that, yes or no? If they said yes, we knew that we have truly had true patriots that are interested in the truth. This is what's going on. So once we got those two answers, we invited all of those people to meet at the VFW Hall in the city, where we were actually having our state convention the night before. We sat down, we explained to them, this is going to be the process, we're going to do this, we're going to change the agenda, then we're going to change the Constitution that allows us to do this, and then we're going to vote to get the GOP. Now, uncharacteristically, the current incumbents thought they were so solidly in place, they had designed the entire GOP in such a way so that when the GOP chairman picked everybody else beneath them, so when you swapped out the GOP chairman, you swapped out effectively the entire party. So that's all we needed to do, was to swap out one person, the GOP chairman, for the state. And so that's literally what ended up happening.
So how long, start to finish, did this take you to get taken care of?
Well, we started talking to people about the delegate strategy as early as December, encouraging people to get in as delegates.
2021?
Yes, correct, 2021. And then January, February, March, we really had to push hard because they had to be registered as delegates in their counties. And then March, April, May, June, they had their county conventions. We needed them to elect themselves to go to the state convention. So That was another set of humps like that. And then, of course, at the convention prior to that, we had to email them, validate who the conservatives were, email everybody out, and make sure they understood exactly what was going on. You'll notice this was very surreptitious. It was very secret, very quiet. I've worked before in classified programs in some of the work that I've done, and we've learned how to do things compartmentalized. Some people in our organization didn't even fully understand the full strategy, and that was intentional because we did not want it leaked for the incumbents to fully understand exactly what was going on.
Larry, this is brilliant. Do you understand how much of an impact this could have on the rest of America if you were able to package it up, put it into a system that people could follow, and then export it to the other 49 states?
I think it would be spectacular. I really do. It's a slow strategy in some states. Now I understand they're slow rolling. They're saying, oh yeah, just because you're a delegate, well, you got to be in for 6 months or 9 months or 12 months before you can be able to vote, before you can do this. And so there may be some slow roll to that. It's just patience and encouragement. Because what you do is you keep reminding people, we're advancing, we're advancing. Here's the other part, and this is what we're very aware of, is that we understand those people only want lost by, I don't know, 15, 16, 18%, something like that. They could come back with a whole bunch more voters by the next time and roll this thing on us. So our goal is to go out and get other conservatives to join. And we have to continue to expand the conservatives inside of our party faster than the non-conservatives can expand.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm always telling people this is a multi-generational war that we're fighting here, okay? You know, it might not be kinetic. We might not be out there on the field with, you know, guns and ammo. But we are fighting a very dangerous enemy. And they have planned for the long game, okay? You know, it existed before I was born, and we will probably continue to be fighting them after I leave. So this is something that people need to be dedicated to. You know, I mean, like, we have to continually be working at maintaining our liberty and getting back to the foundations of what our country was built upon. So my hat goes off to you. I mean, I'm very impressed with what you've done.
I'll tell you, I am a military academy graduate. I graduated from the Air Force Academy. And one of the authors that I got a chance to read while I was there was a guy by the name of Lao Tzu.
Oh, yes.
It was from 1200 BC, and the guy wrote the Tao Te Ching.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the ultimate guide for strategy and long-term thought. It is what the Chinese army says that they follow, but they conveniently forget the parts. Anything that's that goes against their totalitarian nature, they don't follow. But they do follow certain aspects of it. And inside the U.S. military, for many years, this was a core part of our philosophy, is that we understand how to take things apart from the inside carefully, pulling out only the most critical pieces, and then it collapses on its own. And that's quite literally what I did here, what I was thinking about as I was trying to work with our whole team, who brought so much to the party, brought so much fabulous information, and it allowed us to be able to carefully do that. This is a delicate strategy. This is not something with a big fat hammer that you're swinging wild or something. It's a very delicate strategy. It has to be done carefully. It has to be done correctly. It has to be done quietly. When you are near, you must appear far. When you are far, you must appear near. And that's exactly the way we were through this entire strategy. And it was key aspect.
Well, my friend Dan Schultz, who actually is the one who originated the precinct strategy and brought it to Steve Bannon, God bless Steve Bannon for putting that out there, because otherwise you guys might not know. He's going to absolutely love this. He's going to be on the show in 2 weeks. I will definitely thank him. And usually my interviews are live on the weekends. It's 2 hours. I have 1 hour for the interview, 1 hour for calls with the audience. So you're welcome to call in that second hour if you'd like to speak to Dan directly. You would give him a real boost knowing that this happened.
I'd love to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, awesome. And you are absolutely also welcome to come on the show for a full 2 hour interview in the future. I would love to have you. I'd love to pick your brain about some of that classified stuff, you know, maybe if it's been a declassified.
A lot of cool stuff. And the newest technology that I'm working on now is so bleeding edge, it will blow your mind. It's United States technology. And it is going to absolutely blow your mind and the whole world's mind. We fundamentally believe inside of our science that God is in every atom of every molecule in the universe. He has all knowledge, and he has access to all power. And we're learning how to tap into that for health, for physics, for chemistry, and we are going to change the world. It's very exciting technology, resonance technology of the future.
Oh, that's great. Okay. We can talk for 2 hours on that alone. Very excited. All right. Well, Larry, thank you once again for being here. I really appreciate it. Do you want to tell the audience where they they can find you? Do you have a Truth Social?
Absolutely. What you'll find us is Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project. You'll find us primarily on Telegram. You'll see all the real-time stuff. But if you go to Rumble, you'll be able to download the videos. You'll see the story of what's been going on in Nebraska and how the cheat occurred. And, of course, through Telegram, you'll be able to contact me directly at Larry Ortega. And I'd be more than glad to talk to anybody from any state and explain our strategies and go through the details and share with you all the inside information. There's a lot more detail to what this was all about. Not like most things, it just didn't appear. And there was a lot of great people that had already done some good work. Some conservatives have taken over a county, the second largest county in the state, where our capital's at. They've taken it over with conservatives. And those guys were spectacular because they provided us the leadership that we needed. We had the votes. We didn't have the leadership to be able to take over the state. They did that. Spectacular work.
I always say, if we're going to fix America, the only way we're going to be able to do that is to supplant those corrupt individuals who have taken over the party. We got to take over the party. We have to replace them. And you and your organization have done exactly that. So hats off to you one more time. Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Absolutely.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.